How many of you come expecting? You two come up here, Marinsers. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Randy and Anita, please come on up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been faithful. You've been diligent in what you're doing. And I hear the Lord saying he's going to answer your prayers. The things that you've been crying out to him, he's going to answer your prayers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for their hearts. Lord, hearts to seek after you. We thank you, Lord, for the plans and purpose that you have for them, Lord. But more importantly, Lord, that the fellowship that they have with you, Lord, we thank you for it. That when they speak, you hear them. And you will answer. Hallelujah. We thank you. We give you praise. Amen.
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 Thank you, brother.
God bless you. People, the faith that God has for us is for the supernatural. You heard me say that before. I love doctors. I don't like going. So I can't preach it. I can't preach in something I don't believe. I mean, in a sense, I'm thankful for it. But I believe God wants something better for you. You don't have to pay a bill. It's been paid by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You need me to speak louder? If I start yelling, it's not because I'm in fear and anxiety. We can't limit God. Every day be expecting him. Every day be expecting for him to do something supernatural in your life. Every day be expecting to hear from him. Adam heard from God. The prophets heard from God. People who surrendered their lives, they heard from God. Every single day. There might be people in here who hasn't heard the voice of God in a long, long time. You don't have to wait till Sunday morning. It could be Sunday evening before you go to bed. Monday morning when you wake up. Every day you can hear from him. It's a relationship. Seek him. God rewards those who diligently seek him. And his rewards are a whole lot greater than what man can give you. Seek him. Seek his face. You know, when people heard about Jesus, they knew that he was a good teacher. They knew who he was. They knew what he came to do. He came to preach the gospel, and he came to heal. They were trying to touch him just so that they would be healed by him. They wanted to be around him. You have friends that were, y'all need some friends like this, that if you are down and out and sick, and maybe you could be that friend to someone else, they came and cut a hole in a roof and lowered him down. It was like, they were above their time. This is before Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. They have friends that will lower them down just so that Jesus can preach to them and say, your sins have been forgiven. We serve the same Jesus. He ain't changed, not one bit. Faith for the supernatural. Whatever destruction you have going on in your life right now, God wants to turn it around because the Holy Spirit loves to get in the mess of everything that you got going on and just work that for your good. You don't have to be fearful of what he wants to do in your life. I don't care what society, the culture, God bless them, the doctors say. If that's the last resort, you've got a better report every single time. You have a better report. You have the good news. Miracles goes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus preached the word and he healed them. Miracles, signs, wonders followed him. See, it isn't just our goodness and mercy following us. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow you. For all who believe. Y'all believers, how many believers we got today? The majority of people here. The rest will get you saved. Man, we had an awesome time Wednesday night. We had a small service, but it was a baptism. We had three that got baptized Wednesday night. And it was awesome. Publicly declaring that they've given their life to Jesus. That's a beautiful thing. I miss doing that. We need to get more saved and baptized. Do we stop there? And fill them with the Holy Ghost. Come on. We're not one of them churches. No, that's one. Get them filled. Baptize them with fire. Well, if you got your Bibles, open up to Mark 16. We know the scripture very well, this passage. This is the great commission that Jesus, not only did he give that commission, Matthew records it in Matthew 28:19, but also here in Mark 16 and in other several places else, elsewhere. He says, and then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Other versions say, preach the gospel to all creations. So all creations or, you know, everything that has been created. Go outside and preach the gospel to the birds. Go out, if you got rodents in your house, go and preach the gospel to them and maybe they'll leave. All the roaches and stuff, I say, if you have them, preach the gospel. Turn the lights on. To all the living creatures, he says, to your kids, to your family members, your friends, leave no stone unturned, nothing. All creation, preach the gospel. They need to hear it. People need to hear it. They need to hear what Jesus came to do for them. They need to hear that Jesus has set them free. They need to hear that Jesus has healed you. They need to hear that Jesus has delivered you. They need to hear that. They need to hear that Jesus has brought them back into fellowship with God. You don't have to act like as if you don't know the Father anymore. They need to hear it. Man, I got an answer for that. I don't know everything, but I do know someone who does know everything. And you have access to them. Hallelujah. It says in verse 16, it says, anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. If they don't believe it, they'll receive that one-way ticket to hell. Well, I didn't like them anyway. But yeah, they need to hear it though. Give them an opportunity to tell you no. Give them an opportunity to say thank you. But they need to hear it. Be bold about it. It was several years ago, I was at Serves here on Hall Street, and I just felt impressed by the Lord. This is when I had talked about, Lord, I just want to impact people's lives. Well, he sent me out. So the next time you go and get your energy drink, start saying hi. Well, one of these days I went and said hi to somebody and then they began talking. It was Lorenzo, barbecue. And I began sharing with them. And inwardly, I was just, Lord, help me to minister to him. And then he started talking about his life, and I was like, there we go. I got an entry. And I began to share about Jesus and about what he's done. And then I ended up praying for him. He had some problems with his knees and stuff like that. And I said, you know, Jesus healed. He's healed you. And I prayed for him. I said, would you want me to pray? You like for me to pray for you? He goes, yeah, sure. And I prayed for him. God healed his knees. And then this is when I was on the keto diet. So I was on my way to get some ribs. So I got my ribs and I left. The next day, came back, got me some country style ribs. They're good, boneless, man. They're nice. Seen his daughter there. I'm just ordering ribs. She goes, you were that man that was talking to my dad the other day. Yesterday, I said, yes. She goes, I said, how are you doing? She goes, I'm doing all right, but my back hurts. I said, would you like for me to pray for you? So I shared what Jesus had done for her, shared the gospel. Prayed for her. God healed her back. Got my ribs and left. The very next day, went back to get me some more ribs. It's keto, y'all. I lost 4 pounds that week. Y'all laughing. I lost 4 pounds, seriously. And her brother was there, one of his son. And I'm just getting my ribs. I didn't say nothing. And she comes out back. And she sees me. Hey, how's it going? I said, pretty good, pretty good. She goes, his back hurt too. I said, would you like for me to pray for you? She goes, yeah. So I prayed for him. God healed his back. And come to find out, I didn't realize they were Muslim. They allowed me to share the gospel with them. And God healed them. See, that's a true God. Ain't gonna leave you all jacked up. But that was the first time that I've ever witnessed to someone like that in that sense. I needed help. If you need help, you can call on the helper, your advocate, your counselor, the Holy Spirit. He will help you. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Jesus is that healer. Verse 17, it says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name and they will speak in new languages. These signs will not follow everyone. You have to what? Starts with a B. You have to believe. Say that. You have to believe. If you don't believe, it won't follow you. Doesn't mean you're not a Christian in that sense, but if you don't believe in the name of Jesus, if you don't believe that these things will follow you, it won't follow you. Literally, in a Bible study, I had somebody say, well, this not, he was a Calvinist, but he goes, well, that doesn't happen for every believer. And I said, of course not. You have to believe. That's not hard to understand that, as smart as you were. You have to believe. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. Next verse. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be what? They will be. Sometimes it says they will be healed. That may happen over a period of time. That may happen instantly. But if somebody has laid hands on you, you will be healed. If you do it for someone else, they will be healed. You got to expect that. Whether you do it on yourself or you do it on someone else. Make sure you got the permission to do that, though. Okay? Don't just go around touching people. You got to think that they have a parameter, a hula hoop around them, just walking around, just, all right. You don't want to get too close. You ever met a close talker? They just get right in your face. That's when you do the walk away. Yes, yeah, all right, I'll see you later. Yeah. God bless you. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. Miracles are God's divine intervention that supersedes time and the laws that govern our lives. We live by spiritual laws, but see, our faith in those miracles will supersede what you got going on. That's the God we serve. You receive Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. You believe in his name. You place your trust in him. You confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You're changed like this, like that, supernaturally. Your spirit changed just like him. It's not something you have to work over time to get. Jesus did all the work. All you have to do is believe. Somewhere down the line, the body of Christ stopped believing. Somewhere down the line, they stopped believing. I'm sorry, I want to see, not just hear the word being preached, I want to see that stuff being demonstrated. Great miracles. Where are they? And I don't mean somebody saying, you know, Dean giving me signal, oh, this lady, this name is Judith, and she has arthritis in her left, and I'm calling that out. No, I'm not getting stuff from the ear stuff. You know, hey, I want to see something real. Not just hear the word preached, but the signs following you. Truly. And it says, and when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many, what? Miraculous signs. Sitting at the right hand, the place of honor. It's like when people say they were my right-hand man. It's about honor and it's about loyalty. And as he's seated there, remember, you have to understand that he came down and raised us up, and we are seated with him in heavenly places. So when you're feeling down and out, God can't do this through me. You're seated in heavenly places. He did it for you so you can do it for everyone else. Satan does not want you proclaiming the gospel of Jesus and healing people. He don't want you having that kind of effect on others. In Hebrews 2:4, it says this, and God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. Holy Spirit is a person whenever he chose. Acts 2:42 says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. All the believers devoted themselves to this. They were breaking bread together, not breaking bad. They were breaking bread together. You see how devoted they were? They were devoted to the teachings. It was all about them connecting and fellowshipping. That's why one of our vision is we're connecting real people into relationships while serving the real one, Jesus Christ. Real means authentic. You're genuine about why you're there. It's not about how much we know. I don't read the Bible so I can go and debate somebody. I read the Bible so I can learn and apply it in my life and then share it with other people. Now, if somebody does come debate, you have that information there. But we're there to fellowship. We're there to hang out. We're there to connect. We're there to grow together. We're there to pray for one another. It was about the apostles' teaching. And the Bible says in verse 43, it says, a deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed miraculous signs and wonders. A deep sense of awe came over them all. Because they devoted themselves. That's what it was about. So when we come here, I'm not trying to go at somebody else, someone else. I'm here to preach the word. I got to get back at someone. I'm here to preach the word. If the Lord has me to say something, I'm going to say it. A deep sense of awe. I think sometimes we have more of a fear of man than we do a fear of God. And the Bible says that a fear of man will bring a snare. It's like a snare. The believer's heart was loyal to God, loyal to the word, loyal to Jesus. They weren't playing the part. They were not playing the part. I believe churches here in America, because we have so much. We have so much. It's gotten to the place to where we have to entertain people. It's crazy. You got to entertain. They preach. God bless them, because there's some good ones there. But there's preaching and illustration rather than preaching and demonstration. You don't have to illustrate the demonstration. You demonstrate the demonstration based upon the power of God. Your faith should be in the power of God, not in the wisdom of man. I'm not going to get up here and entertain y'all, although I am very, very funny. See, they all laughed. So I just ask you today, where's your heart at? Is it for Jesus? Is it for his word? Is it to fellowship with other believers? Is it to go around and try to debate? Is it, where's your heart at? Are you good ground for the word to be sown into? Are you good ground? You know, good ground. I mean, I'm talking about topsoil type stuff. Are you good ground? Is your heart been tilled up? All the hardness of your heart. You know, you get that tiller, and even though that ground might be hard, but when you get that tiller and it's strong enough, it's got enough horsepower to till it up, it'll till it up, man, and then you can able to plant that seed. So God can soften the hardest hearts. Lord, I thank you that we are good ground today. Not just what's coming out of my mouth, but what you're speaking to them right now. You are good ground today. And now after that seed is being planted, what are you doing with it? Are you watering the word with more word? And is God going to give the increase in your life? Or are you going to allow the enemy to come and just steal that word from you? I'll take that. Guard it. Guard what's planted in your heart. Get back to where you were first excited about Jesus. Can everybody remember the first time they received Jesus? They confessed it with their mouth. They believed it in their heart the first time. How excited you were. That warmth that you felt on the inwardly. And you had to share that with everyone. I just believe that God will instill that into you every single morning. Every single day. Because sometimes it can be... If you get bored, God can stir that up on the inside of you again to where you want to share that with people. Miracle signs, wonders. The fellowship that you have with people was genuine. In Acts 2:46, it says, "So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their church weekly those who were being saved daily. He added daily. There are things that God can do in our lives that Jesus wants to do in your life, and he wants to do it daily. Not just weekly, not just monthly, not just yearly, but daily. He added daily. God can add to what you got going on in your life daily. We don't just go to him whenever we need something. It's daily. And he can add to us daily. He can add to the church daily. Acts 14, Paul had preached with a lot of power. It says the same thing happened. This is verse 1 in Iconium. The same thing happened in Iconium. Well, what happened in Iconium? In chapter 13, what happened was Paul was preaching the word. Paul and Barnabas was preaching the word. And then there were some Jews that basically, some religious Jews, basically, influenced some women within that group. And they conducted a mob, incited a mob to run Paul and Barnabas out of town. So that's why it starts out. The same thing happened in Iconium. But it didn't stop Paul from preaching the word. It didn't discourage Paul. They counted all joy that people were filled with the Holy Spirit as well. It says, Paul and Barnabas went to the Jewish synagogue and preached with such power that a great number of both Jews and Greeks became believers. Some of the Jews, however, spurned God's message. You're always going to have that. And poisoned the minds of the Gentiles against Paul and Barnabas. But the apostles stayed there a long time, preaching boldly about the grace of the Lord. And the Lord proved their message was true by giving them power to do miraculous signs and wonders. God will always back his word up. Yeah, I understand there's going to be Antichrist and he's going to come and do some miraculous signs and things of that nature, just like Jesus did. But see, the thing is that the Antichrist is not going to point you to Jesus. They're going to point them to himself. People who will point you to them is not a servant of Jesus Christ. You got to point them to Jesus and to his word. So I believe why some people like kind of, oh, I don't want to touch that miracle signs and wonders stuff. But all you have to do is point them to Jesus. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? If not, let's get you born again. Let's fix all that. But that shouldn't deter us from stepping into that. Anytime we're pointing people to ourselves, we're the problem. Hallelujah. Persecution will come, but Paul and believers all around the world will still have to preach the word boldly and expect Jesus to work miracles through them. God will use miracles to rescue people from their trouble. God will use miracles to show his power, to get you to believe him, and God will use miracles. Yes, the Antichrist will perform, but here's the thing. They will always point them to themselves. The gospel of Jesus Christ has to be the center of our lives. Has to be the center. We come expecting the 2 Chronicles 16. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Why? Because he went somewhere else. If you read the context of that, I believe it's Ahab. He went somewhere else. He didn't go to God first. That's how he died. Because he chose to go to something else. I said, now, again, go to God first. Find out what he says, get his wisdom, get his knowledge. And then he says, go to a doctor, get up and go. I can't preach, go to the hospital, because there's no scripture for it. I can preach Jesus. He's the healer. But it doesn't discredit. If you need to go, go. I want to see you here next week. I was there. Thank God for that. But I'm not going back. I'm not going back. That was hell. But this school year, be expecting. Be expecting God to do something so supernatural in your life that it just, it shocks you. It shocks people all around you. But at the same time, it's just like, hey, that's just my God. That's who he is. That's just how big he is. He could do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And he chooses to work and flow through those who believe in him. You got to start believing or continue to believe. I'm expecting God to do something miraculous in my life every single day. You don't have to wait for me to preach, just receive it. The worship team has set it all for you. Just receive it. I remember there's a story of a young man that used to come here years ago, and he said just during worship, but he was a runner, and he had pulled his hamstring and stuff like that, and he just began worshiping, and just all out, and God just, I mean, that thing just loosened up. If anybody tore their hamstring, you know how long that takes to heal. God just supernaturally healed it. Come expecting. Eyes all jacked up. Cataracts, if you got that, I said, come expecting. And then test your faith out. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, get to the place to where you can't see, test it out. Well, I can't see that screen from way back there, so let me come up here. I don't know. I need to sit up here. Well, I can't see, you know, I can't see. It's too close. So I got to go back. I said, test it out. Lord, I believe that my eyes are healed. I'm going to get to the place where I can see it, where I didn't see it last week. Your faith means something. Hearing? God can hear your ears. You had heart failure, God can give you a new heart. I almost heard somebody say that he has spare parts up there. He can regenerate a new heart, new organs, new kidney, new liver, new mind. He can regenerate that if you believe. You got to believe. Don't back down. So your homework for this week, write down what you're believing the Lord for. Get you several scriptures. And then whenever you see opposition coming your way, you speak every single time. You speak the word over that situation and you believe it. And then you continue to act on it. So if you believe in the Lord for a raise, set yourself in a position. You can't be showing up to work late, taking an hour break when you only get 15 minutes, and then expecting to get a raise on your job. No, be diligent in what you're doing. I used to laugh at... God bless them. They were cool, but I used to laugh because everybody would want a smoke break and it'd be wintertime. So they'd be all huddled together, just, and I'll be in there just warm, just just chilling, just working and stuff. They need their little smoke break. I didn't need a smoke break. I'm cool. But God bless them. What are you believing for? There has to be something, whether if it's for your children, whether it's for your neighbor, whether it's for a loved one across the states, what are you believing? And expect God to do a miracle in their life. If it's for someone else, help to get them in agreement too. And if they start talking, yeah, but sometimes God doesn't want to do this, sometimes this, shut them up in a nice way. Because all they're doing is talking themselves out of it. You know, Jesus had to put people out of the house for unbelief. When he came to Jairus' house, All those people were in the house. His daughter was dead. He put everybody in there, out of the house. I believe Peter had to do that too. That might seem rude, but if your life depends on it, I'm only having people around me who know the Word of God. I only want those that know the Word of God texting me. Those are the only ones I don't need anything else. Keep all that junk over here. I just want the ones that know how to roll. I want the ones that know the Word. I want the ones that will stand in faith. I want the ones that won't back down. I want the ones that know how to pray those mountains away. I want those in my corner. Not the one, we just don't know what God is going to do. God bless you. Go sell some cookies. Go get your little ham and cheese sandwich and go sit down and eat. I'm calling the prayer warriors. Time to start being a prayer warrior for other people in their life because they need you. God can do it. It starts today. Get into the Word. It starts today. God, I believe you hear my prayers. You know, there's people who might say, like, you know, when it comes to certain worship songs and stuff like that, they don't listen to this because they're always singing about themselves. And sometimes they'll sing about God and sing about themselves. You know, I started reading in the Psalms. David did that all the time. I'm going to just pull one Psalm up. Now, I'm going to read it out loud. David was wanting to be saved from his enemies. Oh, Lord. This is the Psalm of David regarding the time David fled from his son Absalom. Oh, Lord, I have so many enemies. So many are against me. So many are saying God will never rescue him. But you, oh, Lord, are his shield around me. And you are my glory, the one who holds my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Psalm of David. We proclaim what God can do, but again, it's a relationship. I don't get caught up in that. Because I look at the heart and I look at the anointing. If you sing songs literally word for word in the Bible, you're always going to have a critic. Do it wholeheartedly. Amen. Y'all come expecting. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done. And if there's anyone here at the sound of my voice that needs healing in their body, raise your hand and come on up and we will pray for you. I see that hand. I see that hand. You got some music ready, Dean? Any more? Raise it. Come on up. Come on up. As you're doing it, it's just, you don't even have to raise your hand. Just start coming on up. We got people that can help, ushers and things. Where are all our ushers at? I'm going to get John. Yeah. John ain't supposed to be with the baby. Where's Char at? He knows better than that. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. We're going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just speak healing right now in her body, Lord. We thank you for the breath of God in her, Lord. We thank you. We command all dizziness to leave her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For a sense of calmness in her, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, ma'am. Huh? You're back? What can't you do right now? Okay. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Rhonda's back, Lord. We command these back, this back, to be healed right now by the stripes of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Loosen, loosen, loosen in the name of Jesus. Loosen, loosen, loosen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you're going down, you'll come back up. Can you feel it loose in your move around for me? Just a few spots. Well, those few spots right now in the name of Jesus. Command you right now. Leave. Leave right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Ringing in.
It's ringing now?
All the time.
All the time. Okay. Well, right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to this tinnitus right now in the name of Jesus. You have to bow down to the name of Jesus. We command you to leave her body right now in Jesus' name. No more ringing. No more ringing in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. 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 Anybody ringing the doorbell right now? A little less, less. Scale of 1 to 10. Where's it at? 2. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Be gone right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak complete healing over you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And don't you dare come back. We thank you for your healing power, Father. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Sir.
Hips in the back.
Hips. You feel it right now?
Unless I stand long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been off offset.
Yeah.
For so long that I've been trying to get back there.
It's compensating for the, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, here we go. In the name of Jesus, you believe that? Jesus will heal you. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Andy. We thank you for his life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you. And your word says that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, and we thank you for strength in his body, in his hips, in his back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your healing power, Lord, that he will walk straight, that when he stands up, Lord, he's standing not just for you, Lord, he's standing there because he is healed by your stripes, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for that healing power flowing through his body, through his veins, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Start to move a little bit. Whatever would stop hurt you from moving when you move. Is it tight?
I'll tell you when I go to Dillon's.
Okay. You tell me when he goes to Dillon's. Okay.
If I walk through Dillon's and okay. Not hurt, I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll be expecting that call.
I will.
God bless. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come on up, young lady. Yes, ma'am. I seen you raise your hand. Where's your hubby? He's messing with the granddaughter. Lolo needs attention.
Always.
No, you're fine. You're good. You're good. Okay. Okay. All right. Father God, we just thank you for Shana, Lord. We thank you for her life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you that the checkups that she's going to be doing, Lord, is going to be clear from all source of problems. Lord, we thank you that your healing power works and flows and operates in her life on a daily basis, Lord. And we thank you from the top of her head to the soles of her feet on down to the toe tips, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power operating in our life, Lord. We thank you for that resurrection power that keeps us alive, Lord. We thank you. We command her body right now to be healed in the name of Jesus. Flow through it. Flow. Hallelujah. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you why. All right. Kristen, can you get me 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 17, I believe. 15. All the way to the end of the chapter. We're getting ready to receive communion. Is there anyone else before I... Anyone else? Okay. Go to verse 17. Can you give me that whole chapter? And we'll start in verse 17. Usher, you can bring your stuff up if you need to. Oh, I guess you don't have the table. That's good. Never mind. You stay there. First Corinthians 11, 17 through 30, or through the end of that. If not, I'll go. All right. Says, but in the following instructions, I cannot praise you. This is the Apostle Paul talking, writing this letter. It says, for it sounds as if more harm than good is done when you meet together. First, I hear there are divisions among you when you meet as a church, and to some extent, I believe it. But of course, there must be divisions among you so that you have God's approval will be recognized. You who have. When you meet together, you are not really interested in the Lord's Supper. I'm going to stop you right there. In the early church, what they used to have was this thing based upon the agape love. They used to have something that was called the love feast. They would get together with other believers and just a common meal. And they got together in the spirit of the Lord and in love and to fellowship. So it was genuine when they did it. And then afterwards, they would take the Lord's Supper. Paul is addressing the abuses that was going on in that setting because some of them were rich. He's talking about the division. They would bring these big old meals. And then there were some that were poor, weren't receiving anything at all. So they would leave after receiving the Lord's table. They would be leaving there hungry. Now we know that that's not the life of a Christian because if anyone is needing any food, we feed them. And so they were having these abuses within the church. And he's addressing these issues. He says, where some of you hurry to eat your own meal without sharing with others. As a result, some go hungry while others get drunk. And then that was another thing. They were getting drunk right before the supper. So at the same time, like when they get ready to take the Lord's Supper, it didn't mean anything to them. He goes, what? Do you have your own homes? Don't you have your own homes for eating and drinking? Or do you really want to disgrace God's church and shame the poor? What am I supposed to say? Do you want me to praise you? Well, I certainly will not praise you for this. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. So that is why you should examine yourselves before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourselves. This is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. Ushers, come on up. So when you take this bread, and that song we played during offering, we truly remember what Jesus has done for us. We honor him. We honor his body. We honor the blood, the death, burial, the resurrection of Jesus. We take that seriously. So examine yourselves, examine your heart. And when everyone gets it, I will tell everyone to take eat the body of Christ. And if you feel any kind of ailment in your body, understand, when you take this, it'll help you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.